Hello friends, welcome to another beautiful month of awesome opportunities. This is Relationship Matters Podcast. This week I'd like to quickly share with you a very critical topic, you know, on how to maintain healthy relationship with yourself. Someone asked a question: is it true that the quality of your relationship with yourself determines your relationship with other people? The answer is capital yes. Because if you don't trust yourself, you can't trust other people. And the truth is, the way you treat yourself will determine the way you treat other people. The person you are on the inside is much more important and will affect the way you are perceived on the outside. Susanna Conway said, "Your relationship with yourself is the foundation of everything." And she continued by saying that having a good relationship with yourself gives you important insights into your life and improves your relationship with others. She compared it to safety instructions on aeroplanes, which says that put on your oxygen mask before putting it on anyone else, even a child. The relationship with myself determines everything. Why? Life is experienced through me, not outside of me. My perception of myself will greatly determine the experience I have of my life. I have learned that if we are connected and emotionally available to ourselves, we cannot be connected and emotionally available to other people. So, what does a healthy relationship with yourself look like? A healthy self-relationship is the ability to value yourself as a person and embrace your strengths and weaknesses. It simply means examining yourself every day. Every day. Of course, this includes self-care, self-respect, self-love. You know, this is not in any way to establish the fact that you must be selfish. No, not at all. This is talking about how to help yourself improve on your relationship with yourself first, which in turn translates into your relationship with other people. So let me quickly show you 10 ways by which you can improve and maintain a healthy relationship with yourself. Number one, practice self-love. The starting point of improving the relationship with yourself is loving and accepting yourself for who you are. Think about the importance of enjoying your own company, because if you don't, how can others enjoy it anyway? When you start accepting and being grateful for yourself, that will be the moment to start a healthy and loving relationship with yourself. Imagine some people get worried about the shape of their face, the shape of their eyes, the shape of their leg. You know, these are things that you cannot change. You can only accept them and be grateful to God for how He created you. You need to always see yourself through God's eyes. A lot of people wallow in depression today because they feel, oh, they are not as attractive as other people, or they are not as beautiful as other people. That is the starting point. You must learn to accept and appreciate God for how He has created you. There are a lot of self-love habits that you can actually cultivate. Thank, appreciate yourself for little things that you do. Celebrate small leaps. You know, create time on a weekly date with yourself, even if it's just 10 minutes. Check in with your heart at every time. In the morning, affirm yourself. Speak out loud to yourself. Compliment yourself. By developing this habit, you improve your relationship with yourself. Number two, practice forgiveness. When you don't forgive, you hold onto a burden. You don't forgive because of other people alone. You forgive because of yourself. And of course, because it is also commanded by God. You must note that Some people, they don't forgive themselves easily for the wrong they have even done in the past, and they keep wallowing in regrets, which keeps them at a spot. To forgive yourself is to release and let go of the energy that is not serving you. When you forgive, you make peace. Remember that when you forgive, you are the one that, when you don't forgive rather, you are the one that suffers hurt the most. So, why not let it go? Number three, think about your health. Taking good care of your body, having a regular nutritional diet, and enough exercise every week is really important for you. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle is like giving yourself a precious gift every single day for you to feel happy and fulfilled. You need to fall in love with the process of caring about your mind, your health, and your spirit. Your body is practically like a home to you, so make sure you turn it into a place full of love and comfort. Also remember to eat for your well-being and not for your taste buds. Number four, regularly make time out for yourself. You know, making time for yourself must become a priority in your life if you want to have a lasting, loving relationship with yourself. You can't even give much to others if you do not nurture yourself first. Imagine a sick person on the sick bed. What do you think that person can give to others? It is to first get himself back to life and on his feet. That is everything that goes on his inside. So why not look at this on a daily basis and make regular time for yourself? When you make yourself a priority, you will be able to unwind and recharge for the next day. You know, Terry Savelle said something in one of her podcasts. She said, every time you say yes to other people or things, you may be saying no to your own dreams. So you must have what I call a me time, where you meditate and connect with yourself daily. Number five, be your own best friend. Anytime you hear negative words around your head, think about what you say to your best friend or your sister or brother or whoever it is that is close to you. You know, for example, maybe a young person, you hear words such as you are dull, you're good for nothing, you are this, you are that. Never repeat such words to yourself. Rather than repeating those negative words, accepting them, say the opposite. Again, cultivating a positive relationship with yourself is the building block for your whole world. It's crucial to have a great relationship with ourselves because it's the only relationship that you are guaranteed to have every day of your life. Number six, help someone else. When you feel helpless, that is the time to help another person. When you are in need, that is the time to help another person. This shifts your energy away from wallowing in self-pity to being of service, which of course will uplift your mood. Number seven, write it out. If something is bothering you on your mind, let it out. You need to give it to the paper. Let your thoughts free flow. And you know, this will help you to go back to those words and really analyze your thought process. So write it out. Number eight, mirror work. What I call mirror work is what I advise that you do every day. Look at yourself in the mirror. Stare deep into your eyes and say to yourself, I really love and accept you. Some part of you heals every moment you look at your reflection in the mirror and affirm love. You realize that you also deserve love and acceptance. And of course, tell yourself that God loves you more. So do this daily. Number nine, smile more often and remain joyful. You know, smile and laugh more often. Life becomes a much more exciting journey when we start acting and thinking mindfully and always expecting good results in return. You must practice to be more optimistic towards the world out there, as this will extremely be helpful in maintaining the relationship you have with yourself. So no matter what you're going through, no matter your current state, smile and laugh more often. This life is too short than to frown your face every day, every 24/7. It is not worth it. Smile and laugh and enjoy while it lasts. You need to prioritize the activities that bring you joy and fuel your emotional reserves. Number 10, this is very deep. Focus on your inner world. You must be careful of what is going on inside of you. Focus on your inner world and be aware of your internal processes. Simply ask yourself these questions regularly. What am I feeling? What am I thinking? And why am I thinking what I'm thinking? You know, everything you think doesn't deserve your attention. You need to get picky with the thoughts you give your attention to. And that is very critical. What you give your attention to, you declare it in your experience. I like to think of my thoughts as currency. If I go around buying things I don't want with my thoughts, then I will live in a house with things I don't want, wondering why are they here? But the truth is, I bought them with my thought currency. Note that everything we do in life is a testimony to us and our relationship with ourselves. The decision you make or don't make, the people you love or don't love, the money you give or don't give, the job you love or don't love, is all created by the relationship you have with yourself. So, to change the outside, begin by committing to change the inside. Because the internal condition, the environment of your inner self, reflects your external experiences. I hope you have been blessed by this podcast. Bless someone today by clicking on the share button. See you next week. God bless you and keep winning in your relationships.